Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 24th of May. I'm your host, Paul White. Galatians chapter 5, we've been dealing with walking in the Spirit versus walking in the flesh. Yesterday on the podcast, we talked about the end of the 21st verse. Told you, set you up that today we will deal with this phrase. Those who practice such things, this is Galatians 5:21. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. When we read this through our lens, we hear Paul say this. Those who do this, these sinful things, won't go to heaven. That's not there. Okay? It's just straight up not there. It's not what Paul says. We've also, conversely, flip it and read it this way. Those who do these things will go to hell. Paul doesn't say that. I would be so bold as to say this, and I think this is truth. Those who do these things are living in hell. That's why they're doing them, and that's why they can't stop. Don't ever tell a man or a woman who's going through the junk listed there in Galatians 5 that there's no hell. They're walking in it. Sexual immorality and lewdness and idolatry and sorcery and outbursts of anger and selfish ambitions, these are all hell. And if you've ever lived in any of them, you know what hell is. Paul is not content, neither was Jesus, to leave mankind in the cesspool of hell. So he brought heaven into their hell. Or, let's say it this way, Jesus came declaring the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God penetrates hell and begins to go to work on it. It's what the kingdom does. It does it slowly, but it does it surely. Jesus said the kingdom of God is like a seed put into ground. And that seed grows over time and expands into a large tree whose branches become a place of rest for the fowls of the air. The fowls of the air in the Old Testament were always negative. So the kingdom slowly becomes a place where people can rest from their hell. Jesus said the kingdom is like a woman putting yeast into bread. A little bit works. Eventually the whole loaf rises. What is Jesus saying? The kingdom penetrates an object and changes its constitution. Jesus comes declaring the kingdom. When Paul introduces the works of the flesh, or also known as the works of Hagar and Ishmael and Old Covenant and Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children, he says it's evident that if you live according to that system, you're going to get all of this junk showing up in your life. And if you practice that junk, you'll not be an inheritor of the kingdom. And Paul does not say, if you practice this junk, you don't go to heaven. That wouldn't have made any sense. What made sense for him is people are living in a hell called performance. And out of that hell is coming all of this evident garbage. And if you keep dwelling and living in that, you can't possibly understand what it means to dwell in the fullness of the kingdom of God. To the Corinthian church of 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators or idolaters or adulterers, nor homosexuals or sodomites or thieves or covetous or drunkards or revilers, etc., etc. They shall not inherit the kingdom of God, and such were some of you, but you're washed and you're sanctified and you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So Paul says unrighteous people can't inherit the kingdom, and also this junk that you used to do, but now you're washed and you're sanctified. Why does Paul go through all this? I think because they're still doing it. And Paul says that's not you anymore. You're washed and you're sanctified and you're justified by the Holy Spirit. Next verse, Paul says, all things are lawful, but they're not all expedient. I mean, you can do all of this junk, but notice the hell that comes into your life. And if you're going to let that hell into your life, you're not inheriting the fullness of what it means to be a part of the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And so righteousness is not coming out in your life. Peace is not settling your heart. Joy is not overwhelming you with unspeakable glory, as Peter said. Why not? Because you've given in to the hell that comes with trying to do it on your own. This is not a far-off place called heaven. This is a present possession called the kingdom. And we ought to be living in it. It's our right. We're sons. Sons get an inheritance. What's your inheritance look like? It looks like Jesus. Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. Whatever Jesus has, you have. It all belongs to you. What do you get? You get Hebrews chapter 1. Listen to the first four verses. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as He has by inheritance obtained a more excellent ministry than they. That's your Jesus. And Paul would write that you're a joint heir with Him, which means if you can comprehend the fullness of the kingdom that lives in knowing Christ, then you can begin to comprehend the fullness of the kingdom that belongs to you as a son. Now, if you keep going about the performance standards of righteousness, trying to just push that hamster wheel for God, it's evident that a bunch of garbage is going to start happening in your life. And when that starts happening in your life, get ready, for hell is soon to follow. And that hell you will live through. You will suffer through. But you don't have to. The kingdom of God is ready to make a difference in your hell. I'll say to you what I've been saying to people all over the country, especially the last couple of months. If you could figure this stuff out, figure out that you're part of the kingdom, figure out that you're one of the king's sons, you'll stop trying to do things to be righteous, but by God, you'll start doing a few things because you are. And that'd be a good thing for the kingdom to make a difference in someone's hell. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.